are listening to the Gorman Bear Girls podcast. We're just two girls making memories and eating our way through life together. Welcome to our table. Hi, I'm Star.
And I'm Jen.
And we are the Gorman Bear Girls.
Hey, Star.
Hey, Jen. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well as well.
So it's hard to believe that we have been welcoming people to our table for a year. Not necessarily on a podcast, but through Gorman Bear.
Yeah. Yeah. June 8th is the anniversary of our first Instagram post as the Gorman Bear Girls.
It is. It's been a fun, calorie-filled year.
It really has been. Yeah. Good thing we're not like, could you imagine if we would have just, maybe we had to do this for 2019 into 20. We ought to just calculate the calories consumed for Gorman Bear.
Oh my goodness.
Ooh, I think would I would be scary.
Yeah, I was going to say I'd be afraid of that.
Yeah.
But it would be fun. That would be a fun experiment.
Yeah.
We're going to have to do some thinking on that.
Yeah.
We could do a really fun podcast
about that. Think over that one. Yeah. Let's calculate the calories even in one meal, if that's even possible.
So we have said this before, but for people who are just maybe starting to listen to us, maybe we should just go back to the beginning and talk a little bit just for a minute about why we started Gorman Bear.
Yeah. Because it was going to be fun. Who knew how much fun it was going to be? So this is just something. So Jen, you and I have been friends for all these years kind of doing this. We go out to eat all the time. We entertain. We cook at home. We invite people in all the time. We spend a lot of our lives together, whether it's around my table or your table, a restaurant table, the vacation spot table, like wherever. We do so many things together. And these are just, it's like kind of been our life before we titled us the Gorman Bear Girls. It's just kind of been something that we always did. We would take pictures of our food. We love food, you know,
we
love
do.
To cook, love to entertain, and we love to gather together, not just us, but our families, our close friends. We love to gather around the table together. And so it was kind of this fun idea. Initially, a little bit of a social experiment, like, oh, let's just do this. Let's come together and post these things. And who knew that it was going to take us to where it did? But it's been so much fun. We've met a lot of really great foodies in Pittsburgh and otherwise as well, like through Instagram and just when we've been different places on vacation or out of the state. I mean, it's been a lot of fun.
We have. We've met some wonderful people.
We really have.
That we would not have otherwise had a chance to connect with.
No.
So that's great because really we do talk about food being the medium, but it's about people and conversation and getting to know people. And so we have done a lot of that this year, which we have formed and forged relationships with people, which has been great. And as a bonus, we've gotten to eat some really delicious food.
Yeah. Really delicious food.
So one of my favorite memories, my first, maybe not my favorite memories, but my first memory is the night we went to Acorn and we were, let's tell the story. You tell stories better than I do, but we ordered all of this food. Like there's just the two of us.
Yeah. So let's kind of first say that even before Acorn had opened, on our personal Instagram pages, like we had been watching and waiting for Acorn and so excited about eating there. And it just kept like, it was this back burner, back burner, back burner. We just never made it there. Not that we hadn't been eating at a gajillion other places in the process, but finally one night I was doing a wedding rehearsal dinner for at the zoo, and you came with me and helped set that up, the flowers for that. And we were like, we had all this time in between because I had to go back and collect up. I had these like huge things that were there that needed to be removed. So I'm like, we're so close. Let's just do this. Let's go to Acorn. So we went to Acorn and we were posting while we were there. But we had ordered, I think we were doing it through our story, but we had ordered, like we always do, three things from here, two things over here, something over there. But it was like multiple.
Well, the funny thing was, is we do that all the time.
We do.
But rarely is it just the two of us. when we do that.
Right. But our husbands are with us or other people are with us. But yeah, we
covered almost that entire menu. I mean, we took every section of the menu and ordered something from every section of the menu.
I should go back and look and see exactly how many. I think we ordered 10 different things from the menu that night.
Right.
I really do. I think that we ordered 10 things. I'm going to find it while you're setting that up and talking a little bit more and count up our dishes.
It was hilarious because we ordered everything and you're putting it in your story. And so Brian, who runs the social media for Acorn, who we did not know at the time, he was watching because, you know, when you run a story, you tag the person. So we were obviously tagging the restaurant. So he was able to see what was being storied through our account, and he let Scott know. And Scott is the chef over there. And he came out and he found us at the table. And I think he knew who we were based and where we were seated based on the fact that we had ordered a million dishes and we're storing all of this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
10. It was 10.
10 dishes.
10 dishes. That's what we ordered. 10 different things. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when he came over, he introduced himself and we went to introduce ourselves, but he cut us off and he said,
I know who you are.
You're the Gormenberg girls. And we were like, oh my goodness, we have made it.
We've arrived. Yeah. Never thinking it was because nobody else in this restaurant ordered all this food. Who would do that? Oh my gosh.
That was the beginning. It was hilarious.
It was.
And it was so much fun.
It was a blast. And that was early on because that was in later in June of last year. But also, the beginning of what has been a wonderful relationship with Chef Scott and Brian at Acorn.
Absolutely. They're amazing.
Yeah. The food is great, but they're just great people as well. Right. We're always looking forward to our next food.
Yeah.
Food extravaganza at Acorn. So.
And we will be interviewing them. So
we will be. Stay tuned in the future. In the future, we've got a bunch of people lined up for podcasts. So, that was a memorable moment. That was really good.
That was the first thing that really stood out to me.
Because we've been eating carrot cake at Acorn ever since. Yeah. Never miss a bite. It's the best. Which that's so funny. Speaking of the best, one of the other things that we did in June of last year was we did the Pittsburgh Sunday Best Bloody Mary Fest.
We sure did.
Yeah, and that was a lot of fun too. That was like held in the courtyard at the Heinz Loft. Mm-hmm. And there were some food vendors there, but additional to that, I mean, there was a lot of Bloody Marys, which is so funny because neither one of us are huge Bloody Mary fans, but we actually did have a couple that we thought were really good. And in particular, that time, we thought that Alla Familia had a really good Bloody Mary.
Yeah, for me. I mean, I don't really care for Bloody Marys, but I think it's not necessarily even so much about the taste, but it's such a heavy drink to consume.
Yeah.
And it fills me up. And I don't know. I don't really like that feeling. If I'm going to feel full, then I want to eat food.
I gotcha.
But that drink was really good. I enjoyed it. It was great.
Yeah, it was amazing.
And that was fun. It was fun just to see all the different vendors. And we had donuts that day.
We did.
That were excellent.
Yeah, were those Pub Chip Shop? Yeah,
they sure were.
Yeah. That was our first Pub Chip Shop donut.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had Pub Chip Shop again. That's like a tongue twister. When we went to Brunchburg.
Yes, which was another highlight for us.
It was another highlight for us. That was another great adventure that we had. And that's coming up. And tickets are not sold out yet still. So if anybody's interested in doing that, that's held at Hitchhiker Brewing in Sharpsburg. The date is July 21st, I believe. It's a Saturday.
It's a Saturday this year.
Yeah. And it's $25 a ticket. tons of food vendors. It's just, it's a great time.
Yeah, I can't
wait. And
there's
a lot, yeah, lots of good stuff there. That was our, even going there, it's so funny when we talk about some of these things, because for as many places as we have always gone to and eaten prior to this adventure that we're taking, we have tried so many new, we have a lot of firsts that really stick out to us.
Yeah.
That was our first experience also with the Pittsburgh Juice Company, which we love.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that was at Brunchburg. Mm-hmm. And that was great. That was a first of many juices purchased at Pittsburgh Juice Company.
Right.
But yeah, that's an event that's coming up, and that is one that that is definitely, that's a good one.
It's worth it. We're actually bringing people this year.
We are. And it's early in the day. For all you day drinkers, it's early in the day. It's like 9:30 to noon or something like that. 9:30 to 12:30. So you have the bulk of your day, you know, if you have other things going on, because a lot of people aren't really doing things on a Saturday until later in the afternoon or in the evening. So it's a nice early event to attend. And that's put on by Good Food Pittsburgh. And they did an amazing job last year. And I would only expect the same from them again.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic. Yeah. I have no doubt. No doubt whatsoever.
Yeah. No, that's for sure. No doubt. I'm trying to think, because we're talking about restaurants, but we have some other really great highlights when we talk about food and welcome to our table. Our table is anywhere where we sit down and eat, but mm-hmm. our table is also literally our table, and we do a lot of entertaining in home. And one of the super fun things that we do it a lot through the summer. One of the really fun things we did last year was we had a lemon themed Tuscan dinner party, and that was a blast.
Oh, it was so fun.
Yeah.
And so pretty. And what was hilarious is that my daughter-in-law, she loved it. She said it was her favorite party that we've ever done.
Mm-hmm.
And we do a lot of parties. So that's mm-hmm. that's a pretty big compliment. And then your daughter-in-law, mm-hmm. right the same week, like within the same couple of days, we ended up having this conversation. They both had come to us separately.
And asked,
are they in cahoots?
I don't know. They might be. I know we should have asked, like, if they were out earlier that week. Because, yeah, my daughter-in-law, Abby, was like, Are you guys doing, is there going to be another lemon theme party again this year? So we're going to have to make that a tradition. And we are. We
yeah.
have one planned, only this year, rather than doing it in June, we're doing it in August. But that was super fun.
Mm-hmm.
And we just love to pour ourselves creatively into whatever dishes that we're preparing, to pour ourselves creatively into the decorating process. The outfits, like everybody was, you know, dressed in lemon, quote unquote, attire. We did a really fun thing where we didn't tell the people who were invited. We said there was going to be like a special kind of thing, a guest chef, which was hilarious because it was actually my son who loves to cook and makes yeah. homemade pasta. And he did like a homemade pasta class with all of us. We had hairnets on. We made
aprons.
Aprons, did the balls of dough and rolled it out, like each couple did their own. And then we cooked it. Everybody cooked their pasta, and Christian had made a great sauce to go with that he like heated up and tossed it in there. And that was so much fun.
Yeah. Let me
We're
tell you something, friends.
Good.
If you want to have a party and lighten the load just a little bit, have your friends come over and cook their own food.
Yeah, right? Have your kids teach the people what to do and have your friends cook their own food. Makes it way easier. Yeah. No, we spent hours and hours and hours on that, because we really transformed. We did that at your house. We really transformed the outside, your deck, the outside grassy area there, because we had like the long farm style kind of table,
yeah.
and
we had
high
a
top
little
tables,
bit of Tuscany.
And yeah, it was a little bit of Tuscany, mostly lemon, and a lot of fun
in Lower Burrell.
Mm-hmm. In Lower Burrell, and you used some of my homemade limoncello to make
yes,
the desserts that night.
Limoncello tiramisu I made.
It was delicious. I wish I had some now.
Yes.
And then speaking of limoncello, what was so ironic about that is that I think the very next, was it the next week? The following week or the following day? I think it was the following day was Velazzi's Festa di Limoncello.
Yeah.
Which is also coming up. I don't believe that is sold out yet. Another really great Saturday event from 1 to 4. It's on June 20th.
And as soon as my daughter's dance studio stops having recitals on the day of the Limoncello Fest,
I
will attend. But yeah, 2 years in a row, I'm missing it.
But that's another great one. Yeah. Well, sometimes we draw, not that we kind of had the Tuscan themed dinner party. I think you had brought it up months before that. So it's not that we drew from that necessarily, but oftentimes when we do these events, like we draw ideas and inspiration from different things that we do when we're entertaining ourselves.
Yes.
So, we're doing that this year. We're going to do another one, and we're also going to do a luau, a pig roast.
I got Paul's shirt.
Did you? You'll have to show me. But we'll talk about those sometime through the summer as we're really doing preparations. We are in preparation for that, and we love to share that kind of stuff with you guys too. And we would love to hear if anybody has any great ideas that they want to throw at us for that.
What was your favorite thing? If you've had a luau or attended a luau, what's the favorite thing that you've done or had there? And what wouldn't you do again, maybe, if you're having it?
Yeah.
I'm always interested in the process of other people's party planning.
Yeah. Let's all brainstorm together. Be a part of this with us. Another great summer thing, we've brought this up multiple times, but lots of memories made last year on the lawn at the Frick.
Oh, my favorite.
Yeah.
Favorite summer
activity. Really, really, really looking forward to that. I don't really want to share the day that we are really looking forward to going, because I feel like if people are looking at it, they're going to know. They're going to want to go that same day because it's got a good lineup. And so I don't want to.
Yeah.
I don't want to crowd it. I'm just kidding.
We need the space. We need the food.
No. JK, guys, it's the first Friday in July, but it's going to be killer awesome. But I think that most of you are going to probably be out of town for the 4th of July or something. So you should just go on your trip and have a great time.
Did you just say JK?
JK, guys, don't come along.
Oh,
goodness. Oh, Lord.
We eat with a lot of people that are younger, and we're picking up the lingo. Yeah. And they're probably going to be like,
they're
really?
Like, oh, my God, you guys, you're like my
that
mother.
Was,
stop.
Yeah, stop
did
that.
You just say JK? Enough. Don't at me, guys, okay? That's another one I picked up. I don't even know what half of these things mean. Anyway, what were some other fun summer activities? The beach party that they had, lots of food trucks. That was a bakery square. Picklesburg, that's another great one. I'm looking forward to that. And even though I know you are not all about the crowd, we might just have to drag your butt down there this year and bubble you in. They've expanded the area this year, so it's supposed to feel less crowded. I think that all that means is that more people
are gonna
crowd in. Yeah, but
I get claustrophobic. So
yeah,
and I saw some pictures last year and thought, oh man, I couldn't do it.
Yeah,
but maybe this year.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Another great restaurant that we've been to since we were talking about the Limoncello Fest, we've been to Velazzi's several times. We love
so
Velazzi's.
Great
restaurant, great service, really good food. We tend to be pretty picky about Italian food. Mm-hmm. Velazzi's is great. They have a really awesome mozzarella bar. They have a great wine list. Their sister restaurant, Talia Pittsburgh, that's only really a few blocks away. Talia is a wonderful place as well. Great food. I mean, all of these places now that I feel like everybody's doing homemade pasta. I mean, how can you go wrong with that?
Right.
So we've eaten there as well. And those are two, they are sister restaurants, and they're both great. So that's a good place. People should check those out. I'm trying to think of some other memories we made, like going down memory lane. We had gone on vacation, and then when we returned, before, this is late summer, our first experience we had gone, we've shared this before, to Merchant for the Shuck and Suck. And that's the first Monday of every month. And that is a blast.
Yeah,
it's a lot of fun to watch. More people should do that. And now they have a band that comes in. The Slam Band is playing on Monday nights, only on the first Monday of the month when they do the Shuck and Suck. So people should check that out. But yeah, we did. And then we went away. We had gone. We did our couples retreat, which we do every year. And we always come up with some fun food ideas for that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're thinking, we're brainstorming for that as well.
I think my meal this year is the first night when people arrive. So Yeah, I have my wheels turning a little in the brain.
Yeah, I think I'm taking a brunch the next morning. I think I'll do the brunch and then the three others will pick up their what meals they're going to do. We had participated in some great things this year to raise money for a couple of different causes. One that we did was at North Park. We did a 5K for the Alexis Joy Foundation. It's an organization that is really close to our heart. It has a lot of meaning to us. And Jen, why don't you talk a little bit about the Alexis Joy Foundation and what we...
Yeah, so the Alexis Joy Foundation focuses a lot on postpartum depression, really. I myself felt very close to this cause and just what they do and intervening for women in so many ways, not even just that. I mean, they've branched out and expanded in so many ways, but I suffered several miscarriages. I had a stillborn baby, lost a baby at 35 weeks when I was in my early 20s. And so that really shaped a lot of my early life and fought a lot of depression for many years over that. And you know, if anybody knows me, you know, my oldest son is 26 and then I have 10-year-old twins. So I have a 16-year gap, and not because we had planned it that way, but because we had issues in between. So this is a foundation that is needed and wanted. And if I'm going to support anything, it's going to be something like this that stands up for women and stands up for babies and helps people. And so we participated in the 5K. And that was great.
Yeah.
Just to be able to be a part of something like that.
Yeah. And they always do, April is the month of Alexis's birthday. And they always do a big gala event at the Omni. We had talked about we really wanted to do that and participate. And I hope that we will be able to do that in the future. They raise a lot of money just to help women. Like, it's just, it really is... Mental health in general is something that people have for so many years felt so ashamed, you know, to talk about. And
yeah, well, there's been a stigma attached to it.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, when you talk to people, you find that more and more people have silently suffered. Mm-hmm. And some people suffer for the ultimate, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's just, it's devastating.
Like Alexis.
To know what happened with Alexis. Yeah. So anyway. So we like to participate in things, you know, and a lot of things. So that was a 5K, but there are a lot of events that raise money, raise funds, for different causes, and they are centered around, it's a food event that raises money. So another really great event that we had participated in was Savor. And another thing that has just a tie, very close to, you know, well, us as women in general, but to you specifically, more so even where the twins are concerned, because...
Yeah, it's for McGee Women's Hospital, and my twins were born 6 weeks premature. I ended up having preeclampsia at the end after a horrific pregnancy in general. It's really, they are complete miracles, not only because we had to go through IVF to have them, and the difficulties that I fought with that alone, and then having so many health issues throughout the pregnancy. So they spent about 11 days in the NICU. And I know that there are people in there who spend a lot more time. So those nurses and doctors in there, they are wonderful people doing wonderful things. And so it is great to get behind an organization like Savor who uses their funds to help support their programs.
Yeah, and they've been doing this now for, I think, 13 years. I think this year will be year 14. And again, I mean, like, the cause is so important, but it's just we, you know, when we're talking about food, I mean, we are foodies, so we just talk about, we had some great food that night, and we're introduced to some new restaurants. Mm-hmm. And I'm really excited to see the lineup for this year and, you know, who's competing and whatnot.
Yeah, I can't wait.
And then another one that we did was Taste Buds for Best Buddies.
Yes.
And this one is close to, again, both of us. So Best Buddies is an organization. They're the world's largest organization dedicated to ending the social, physical, and economic isolation of literally millions of intellectually developmentally disabled people. And that ranges from anything on the autism spectrum to severe physical and mental disabilities. And you and I both are touched by that in our family, as my daughter is on the autism spectrum and you have a cousin who is also. And so getting behind this organization and being a part of that, just an organization that is reaching out to help in any way that they can. And they do it in so many ways, too. I think one of the things that we thought was really cool is how they buddy they buddy each individual who's participating in the organization up with a chef. And
it's fun to watch.
It is so fun to watch. And we got to see that ahead of time. We had gone to Geppino and we watched two of the buddies there with their chef buddy, you know, working in the kitchen, and got to talk with them and meet with them. And then that night of the event, and that event is in November. I think it's the 18th this year. They just work right alongside them. But I think the thing that is most cool that we had learned is that once these chefs are buddied up with somebody, the organization wants to make sure this isn't a one night thing. They right. spend time with them. They, you know, it's obviously
they mentor them.
They do. They mentor them. These are people that are interested in the culinary world, in food service of some sort, and they're. You just see that their eyes just light up, the passion behind them, and these chefs that work alongside them and take them and do things like take them to baseball games and invite them into their restaurant or attend their birthday parties. There are a lot of different things. They develop relationships, and they really do. They mentor them, and it really is really awesome to watch.
Yeah.
It really is.
And they do this on many different fronts. Did I tell you how I was in the dentist office last month or so? And the hygienist, we were talking and she was telling me about her daughters are involved in the Best Buddy mm-hmm. project by helping and
their
friends.
You can volunteer.
Yeah. And their mm-hmm. friends, and they volunteer and they love this program. And she was telling me all about it. And I was, you know, happy to be able to tell her about what we did, which she didn't know. But yeah, this isn't the only thing they do. They help people all over the
place.
Yeah,
they have organizations like set up within like city schools and stuff.
Yes.
There are different schools and colleges. So it's not just their high schools, I believe. And I think that there are some colleges that are involved as well. So it's a great organization to get behind.
Yeah.
So that was another event that we really, as far as charity kind of events that we really love and support and are looking forward to. Trying to think of some other things that we did, moving on to just food, but the lamb cook-off, the lamb fest last year, that was, I mean, I'm a huge lamb fan, so I love that. We ate a lot of pizza last year.
Yes.
This past year. Quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. You say salumi, I say salami.
You say salami, I say salami. If you haven't heard that story, you're going to have to go back a few episodes.
Yeah.
We that was both the night say we went salumi, to dinette. But my husband says salami. Oh my goodness. Anyway. So we had some great pizza.
We did.
Yeah. And that night, I mean, that we had a great, great pizza dinette that night. We're talking about the little inside joke from, but. Do you have a favorite? It's hard because there's different pizzas.
I'll tell you what, Michigan and Trumbull stole my heart this year.
Oh yeah,
I had a great experience there. Mm-hmm.
Their Badgley chorizo. Mm-hmm. That is such a good pie.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I want it right now.
You know they're closing. Their last day is August something. Yeah, we need to go.
Well, we've got some time to.
Pizza up.
To pizza it up, yeah.
Right? That's Detroit-style pizza. And Ironborn has a Detroit-style pizza that's great.
They sure do.
I love Pizza Talio in East Liberty. Their pig face, which is, it's got guanciale on it, and it is, hence the name pig face. And it is That is so, so good. Something more like a New York, New Jersey slice is, oh my goodness.
Are we talking about the place in the South Side?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't help you with the name, but I know what you're saying.
Yeah. Huge. I mean, that pizza's like the size of my face. Benny Fierro's. That's what
yes.
it is. That pizza's huge. And it is more like a traditional, it reminds me of like a New York style, New York slice. I mean, and I'm not that I'm trying to move out of the, I mean, we do travel, so sometimes we have great things elsewhere. I love PQR in New York City. So any of our listeners who are from that area, New York, New Jersey, PQR on the Upper East Side, we talked about that pizza in our, was it our last episode or the episode previous to that? Yeah. So you have to go back and listen to that. Check our Instagram because there's a post about that too. But
and from a food truck perspective, the breakfast pizza at Brunchburg last year from Wood-Fired. Is it Wood-Fired?
Yeah, I think it's Wood-Fired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was so good.
It was very good. Yeah, it was delicious.
And I had a great breakfast pizza at D'Annoia's on
yes.
Mother's Day. And
well,
that was
a
D'Annoia's
pizza just in general. And we have not been yet, but we need to because now that D'Annoia's has opened like right behind them, they've got their pizza place there and super excited to head there. And just hang out, sit outside, and have some pizza.
Yeah, that's in our future.
That is in our future. Yeah. So that I'm trying to think of some other pizzas that we've had. Proper. Yeah,
I enjoyed
proper. That's a good slice. Proper's mm-hmm. a good slice. Yeah, there's. You know, you just can't go wrong with carbs, which that isn't true. Sometimes you get a bad piece of pizza, but.
Yeah, but we've experienced some great, great pizzas this year.
Yeah, we did a dinner with D'Annoia's at the Churchill or
Farms.
Churchview Farms. Yeah.
Yeah,
and that was a lot of fun. Those are great. They sell out fast whenever they put them up. D'Annoia's does a lot of pop-ups at Churchview Farms, but they have regular monthly summer series that they do too, and they like launch those tickets. Oh my goodness, in the wintertime, I think, and they sell out like immediately.
Yeah.
We missed something by a couple of minutes. They went on sale at 9 o'clock. We went on to buy our tickets. It was like 9:15 and they were sold out.
Right.
I was so mad. We might have an inside. We might be able to worm our way into that one. But anyway, yeah, that's a fun thing to do. Great thing to look into. That was like a highlight for us.
Yeah. We were introduced to Poulet Bleu. Which has been excellent.
Yes.
Floor two.
Mm-hmm. The Spirits and Tales.
Oh. Yeah, Spirits and Tales.
Yeah.
Millie's Ice Cream.
Millie's. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some great, great, great places we've been.
It's great. And I'm looking forward to everything the next year holds for us.
Oh, my goodness. I know. Lots on the horizon. Yeah. Had some great stuff, too, like some home-cooked stuff, like from home. At Smallman,
mm-hmm.
And they've recently opened Which Came First over at Federal.
We've not been there yet, but
are hearing great things about it. So, we're always looking forward to trying different things. We've gone to a couple of the teas that they had at the Ace Hotel when Casey
yes.
Renee was there. So for those of you who don't know, like she is no longer there. She's off kind of doing her own thing. But those were a lot of fun, and her stuff is great. You can follow her. I mean, she is Casey Renee on Instagram, but she's also Confections.
Yes,
is it Confections Pittsburgh?
Yes,
I think is her handle for her own personal page. And she was recently just on Food Network on the Best Bake. Best. Why can't I think of what the name of it is? Words are hard for me sometimes. You know what? I think I'm lacking a little bit of food today, really, to tell you the truth. I'm trying to prime myself up for this coming week when I'll be at the at Heinz Field for Pittsburgh Magazine's Best Restaurants.
Yeah.
I plan to eat my way through there.
And we met Anaïs.
We met Anaïs
that
from
Chantal's.
That
was a great connection this year.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. How
She's
could
wonderful.
We pass away? And, you know, yeah. How could you not formulate a great relationship centered around cheese?
Right. And she's so wonderful. We had her to my birthday party.
We did. Yeah. She made us a lovely cheese Tower Cheesecake.
Yeah.
Delivered it and stayed the night with us. That was fantastic.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was. It was. That was a great memory, great highlight from the year. You know, I hate to like plug into there, but our holiday meals are always a good highlight.
Oh yeah.
You know, especially around Christmas time, because we do a lot of things. There's like consecutive days of things, consecutive celebrations from Christmas Eve all the way through New Year's Eve.
Yeah. And that's really who we are. That is the heart of who we are. We go out to eat and all of that. But what we do at home represents really who we are.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Yeah. We love to do that. I mean, part of it is that we do enjoy cooking. We do enjoy the whole like the tablescape and all of that stuff too. But it's about making people feel welcome and just joining around the table and joining that conversation. And we drag people with us, the same group of people who we love to we love to bring in, we take with us. And sometimes it's our kids, like we did. We went to the commoner for repeal day, for the repeal day soiree. And we got all dressed up. And of course, we had been to the commoner previous to that. We've plugged Alex Dando and his incredible skills as a bartender. But the food there is really good, and that was a lot of fun. And that environment there really leads, like, I don't know, it lends to the whole, that whole kind of feel, like the whole repeal
that
day
era.
Like that era. Yeah. So but that was a lot of fun. Our daughter-in-laws and our sons and our husbands were all dressed up.
Yeah, they're reaping benefits too, so they're into this.
Yeah, right. And then we did Buddy's Bar.
Yeah, we did
there as well at the Commoner. Baco, we were there for the start with Baco opening.
Baco.
Yeah. They've got a new.
They're fantastic. Paul always wants to go there. He was trying everything to get me to go there over the weekend.
He wanted that grilled cheese. That's why he wanted that. What is it? What's on the grilled cheese?
Is it the pork?
Yeah.
So we'll be making a trip down there again soon because I'm trying. Yeah, I want to go too, but sometimes I'm trying to watch a little bit.
Yeah. Sometimes you're trying to watch,
but I can't keep saying no to him or to my taste buds. So we'll be heading back there quite soon.
Yeah. Right. And so talking about going down into the strip, one of our favorite places to go on a monthly basis is to Defer. And we do enjoy their coffee, don't get me wrong, but we go for the flight, for their wine flight club.
Yeah,
once a month, and that's great. And we love Sydney. She's so informative. We've talked about her in the past. You can check into that if you you can message Merritt at Defer. And for more information about their flight club, but
yes, yeah, which is excellent.
It is excellent.
And nobody is sponsoring this, by the way. I just want to say that because sometimes people think, they ask us if we're being sponsored by certain restaurants to name them, but we just keep it very honest in how we feel about things.
Yeah.
And so what we're telling you is we really mean it.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We're not getting any kickback from this.
Right. So there's so many things that we did. We could go on forever and ever.
Right.
But how about we end like this? Let's name three places that we've not been that we want to go to over the next year. What's the top of our list?
Okay. Well, I'm going to say right off the bat, just something that has been on my radar that I cannot get out of my mind, and they're not even open yet, but they're opening soon, is Over Eden. The rooftop restaurant at the Trip Hotel that will be opening soon.
Can't wait.
And that's right. That is right on 40th Street, corner 40. Yeah. Right when you come across the 40th Street Bridge. Totally looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
For sure.
The Twisted Frenchman.
Yes. That's been on our. Why have we not? Why?
I don't know.
Do it. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, because we've been to, it's not like we haven't gone to other, I think maybe it's because that's a little bit of a bigger deal because we want to do the whole,
like
the whole nine yard. We want to do that's like a 20 some course tasting. Yeah.
Yeah, we're into that.
Right. So we've got to get that in. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's another, That's another one.
Fish nor fowl, I would like to visit.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, that's another one that we've talked about multiple times, and we've just not gone yet.
Right.
What's wrong with us?
I know. I don't know. So that's our three. What are your three?
Yeah.
We want to hear from people and find out their three restaurants to visit.
Yeah, and give us some recommendations of place. We didn't mention a place, and there are countless of other places that we've eaten. I do want to give a shout out to some place like Duncan Street Sandwich Shop.
Oh, man.
Yeah, like we don't
go there.
Yeah, definitely go there. They make the wonderful crispy treats like Rice Krispies. They're like adult Rice Krispies, you know, orange and cardamom. They're like so great. But anyway, tons and tons and tons of places that we've been. So if we've left anybody out, it doesn't mean that we didn't absolutely love them. Yeah, I mean, we just cannot go through every single restaurant that we've been to in a year. We wanted to kind of highlight some firsts for us and just
or can we? Maybe we should have a part two to this.
Yeah, part two, more restaurants. Yeah, but anyway, yeah, we're looking forward to summer and sharing with you our summer plans with our own entertaining adventures and all the new places that we'll try. And I just want to say, for all of you who have been listening to us week after week after week, from December, like we started right before Christmas in December, and we know that we have some faithful listeners. Thank you so much. Please share the podcast with your friends, anybody that enjoys food. You know, it doesn't have to just be, we do talk a lot about Pittsburgh, but we talk a lot about things that aren't Pittsburgh as well. So share that with your friends. And, you know, we just want to say thank you. This has been great. I mean, and that's been a highlight for us too.
Oh my goodness.
The podcast, yes. Like just,
right.
You know,
and we've had more downloads than I would have never thought
in this
amount of time. So
yeah, I can't believe it.
Yeah, I want to thank everybody who listens to us.
And yes, for sure. Yeah, so if you want to send us a message, you can Instagram message us, send us a direct message. Please follow us on Instagram. We are at Gourmandburg, GOURMANDBURGH. We also have Facebook and Twitter. You can email us. I am star, that's star with one R, at Gourmandburg or at GourmandburgGirls.com.
I am Jen with one N at Gourmandburg or GourmandburgGirls.com. And if you would be so kind to rate and review us on iTunes or wherever it is that you listen to your podcasts, that helps other people to find us. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
See ya.